Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It is 6-5-24. Hello, fellas, how are you?
6-5-24, yep.
Had a very unusual dream last night. I don't normally remember the dreams, but for some reason I remember this one. I was getting on a plane.
Okay.
And on the plane, or getting on the plane, not necessarily with me, but, you know, like all the passengers were with me, if you know what I'm saying. It's not like we're all traveling together.
They were on the plane with
you.
Yeah,
we had the commonality of the plane. Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was standing there in the gate area. I mean, obviously, that's what he would do.
So he wasn't on yet.
No, he wasn't on yet. And then people started singing the Dierks Bentley song, Drunk on a Plane. And they kept subbing out Drunk on a Plane for We're Getting Trump on a Plane.
We're getting Trump on a plane.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Kevin. So it was like,
that's good.
I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why we're getting Trump on a plane.
And they, everybody just kept singing, we're getting Trump on the plane. And I was like, and then he, when we got on the plane.
Where were you flying, Con Air?
Right off the bat. And he was doing card tricks.
Get it, Steve? He was doing card tricks?
He was doing card tricks on the plane, man. It was great.
So once he got on the plane?
Yeah, he was doing card tricks for everybody.
He just was doing card tricks, walking around.
Yep. Just,
oh, wow.
I mean, how weird is that dream? Something.
I will tell you this. if either candidate starts doing a lot of cool card tricks, they're getting my vote.
Dude, that's going to be the determining factor.
Just that easy.
Not worried about the politics part of it. You just want cool card tricks.
Yeah.
So Dr. Grumman's for president?
100%.
Yeah.
Probably too young, though.
Cape required or no?
Cape?
A cape for card tricks?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's part of the whole thing, right?
Superheroes don't wear capes.
Well, okay,
Steve, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody recently wear a cape to do card tricks.
No, that's not a thing.
I think that might be past.
I think you're thinking maybe old school magician.
Yeah.
With a cape.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
You know, I'm a card trick guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of card tricks. Like, say, for instance, on America's Got Talent, you'll see a guy with a crazy card trick or something.
Oh, Shin Lim.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Look him up.
No cape, I don't think.
That's why he didn't win.
He did win, didn't he?
I think he did win.
I think he actually did.
Okay.
You said it with such confidence, though. I mean,
hold on, let me see.
There's a Google search coming.
He's a Canadian-American musician. Magician.
Wow. He's all of the above. He's musically talented and can do magic.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're getting Trump on a plane to do magic tricks.
That's right.
What a great campaign deal, though. Could you imagine your campaign stops and, pick a card.
That's really something, Jay. That
You got two of diamonds? Hey, look, here it is. I got your vote.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you go to a lot of fairs, Steve, or will this kind
That's
of be
hilarious.
A first time?
Why is that funny?
Come on. You don't go anywhere. You went to the fairgrounds yesterday when it was closed and you got excited.
Kevin James.
Why can't you be excited when something is closed?
I mean, he's like, I am here at the fairgrounds.
this is awesome. There's a gigantic parking lot here and a bunch of closed buildings.
It was a big parking lot.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Well, hello there.
Jay, I don't think you've witnessed it yet.
What?
Because it's a little game that I play with Steve every day. I say to him, as I walk into his studio, or he walks into his studio, and I'm already in there, and he walks, and I'll be, what are you doing here today?
I get it.
I thought you had the day off. And at first, it just confused him so great. That's why I like doing it.
Right.
He was like, well, no, no, I wasn't taking a day off. And I was like, oh, I swear Jay said you had today off. Well, really? And so that went on for like a week, the first week I did it, of him just being confused. And now he gets it, that it's just a joke.
Only took a week?
And it's our fun thing. So he has started doing one to me, which started as a complete honesty, where he said to me last week when I wore a hat, I don't think I've ever seen you wear a hat before.
I love that. That's a good one.
And I go, well, I certainly have, Steve. He goes, really? Well, I honestly, I just don't remember it. And I was like, okay, that's fair. I don't wear them like I used to. And then now every day he says, I've been wearing a hat every day because my hair is out of control.
Yeah, I think I've...
He goes, I don't think I've seen you with a hat on before, have I?
Yeah, I like that.
So it's our fun little game. Steve has come around to the fun and games of The Office.
The Office?
Our Office.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Office a little bit.
Never mind, just when I thought he got it.
That's a good point, Kevin.
Oh, I'll never get it.
My name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Howdy there.
Hello. I get things.
He gets jokes, Kevin.
You do.
And like, if you tell him three or four times, he'll get them.
Yeah, I just need repetition.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it takes.
Usually he'll go, are you kidding? And then you're like, yes. And then you're like, oh, okay, I get it now. Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure you're being sarcastic or kidding or whatever. Mm-hmm.
He had one yesterday that was, first of all, and I know you nice people out there listening won't believe it. It was wildly inappropriate yesterday, the joke that he did.
Oh, really?
Wow. And it was quick, and it was a slam to me.
Oh.
And I just had the biggest smile on my face, and I said, Steve, that was good, buddy.
Yeah, welcome to it.
That was good.
Yeah.
He burnt me real bad.
Oh, I like that.
It was very inappropriate and very funny.
Even the nicest people in the world, Kevin, can only take so much.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I push people to their limit.
Get out of here.
But, yeah, I haven't seen you wear a hat, though, Kev. That looks good on
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy. Yeah.
No, it actually was originally, because I always see him wearing, well, what do you call those? Technically, they're like stocking caps, right?
Oh, like a beanie?
Yeah, I do wear that a lot.
I know what you're saying now.
So, I don't think I had ever seen him wear like a cap, like a baseball cap type of hat.
Baseball hat, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a cap. What are you? What are you, 80?
I mean,
what is happening?
I couldn't think of the name.
I really like your cap, Kevin.
My cap.
Boy, that's a really nice. Your cap's on backwards, though. That's not the way you wear it. You're supposed to turn it around so the bill's in front.
A Lego character wears? Like a cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cap.
Mm-hmm.
The hat's already bothering me today because the hair is so long. So it's coming off.
One of these days you're going to say so long to the hair. Hey-o.
Eventually, I feel bad trying to go get a haircut, and while they're cutting my hair, being like...
No.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so you feel bad for the...
Yeah, number two on the side.
You feel bad for the stylist, but you don't feel bad for me or for Steve?
I do feel bad for you guys, but I mean... What do you... You can send me home if you want.
I'm going to tell you this. I was going to... I didn't text you last night, did I?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I was going to text you because my wife said, hey, you need to check on Kevin. And my wife was the check on everybody yesterday. So she's like, you need to check on Kevin. And I go, okay, because she goes, well, Did you find some cough drops for him? She's very concerned.
About the cough drop, yeah.
Yeah, so I was, because she texted yesterday, wanted me, she's like, you should give Kevin some cough drops. You need to give Kevin. I'm like, Kevin can only take so much stuff. You know what I mean? I was
right,
trying.
Right, yeah.
Doing the whole explanation thing.
I got a lot of issues.
So, and then she last night, you need to check on Kevin. And then I forgot. So, my bad. But now do I need to give you another cough drop or where am I at?
No, well, you need to text him now.
I do. Yeah, you let do. Let me text you real
check
quick.
Check on me now.
See
please.
How you're doing. Let me see how you're feeling today.
Okay. And I'll give you an honest answer.
Okay, wait. Where are you?
I'm waiting for. Oh, big texts here. Planning the lake for the 4th of July.
Oh, nice. The family thread?
Yeah. I haven't responded because I don't know what to say.
I'll bring chips?
I mean, like, yeah, that stuff is easy.
Oh, okay.
But, like, they're asking what days is everybody going to be there?
Oh, because, I see. I got you.
You know, Wednesday, it's fireworks. Thursday is the 4th. It's more fireworks and a picnic in the park. And oh, wow. Then the Riddler piano barge on Friday night. And then... Oh. Boat parade on Saturday, the pancake feed on Sunday. There's a lot going on.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, 5 days of fun.
5 days of fun.
We need to take the 5th
Who's
off.
Who's going to take which? Yeah, we are taking the 5th.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I mean, that's okay. Just dumb. The whole world should take the 5th off. This is built perfectly.
It's screwed up America.
No, it's built perfectly, though, this week.
It is.
Year.
No, you're right. It is built perfect.
To have the Thursday, because then you just take one day and you get 4 if you happen to get the 4th off. I mean, that's a built-in gold mine.
It just gold I don't mine. Think too many people would be working that day.
No. Not okay. Productively. Did
Jay? Oh, Jay just asked how I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Ava, you know what, Jay? I feel better. Like, it's very frustrating.
Wait, why are you saying this out loud?
Yeah, he's supposed to. It's voice texting.
Well, I'm just voice texting.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Like,
hey,
you don't
Jay.
Know.
Period. I'm feeling better. However... Calm. All the drainage from my nose just keeps making me cough.
Mm.
Overall, though, I'd say an improvement from yesterday. Fingers crossed it keeps going the right direction. Done with my steroids, period. Can you tell? Question mark. Still have antibiotics for a few more days. Love you.
It's the normal close of our text. Here, I'll text back what I would normally say.
And Jay, good deal. That is so true. That is so true. Oh, just thumbs up. And I'm
Kevin,
how about you say you don't care without saying you don't care?
Nice effort.
Thumbs up. Good deal. Good.
Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I forgot your name. What was your name?
Kevin James.
Kevin.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I mean, easy to forget. Don't you think? And you know why I forgot his name was Kevin on the phone?
How come?
Because there's only one Kevin in my life.
Thank you, Jay.
Audio Vault brought to you by the Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market.
Is it Kevin Smith?
Kevin Calabro.
I just realized, Jay.
Kevin Hart.
When you said Outlaw Barbecue.
Yeah.
I left my Outlaw Barbecue chicken thighs in the fridge.
Here?
At home.
Oh, that was supposed to be your lunch?
Yeah, I was bringing those in today.
Oh, man.
I forgot. Oh.
They're still good, though.
Yeah, they'll be fine. I just wanted them now.
Right now?
In this very second.
Oh, yeah, I'd eat them right now.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, you know. Oh,
the second Jay said it, I'd be like, yeah, I'm in.
You'd be like, yeah, you'd probably eat them cold, sitting on the counter. It
doesn't
matter.
Yes, I would, yeah.
Morning chicken? I don't know about that.
Oh, man.
Of course you don't.
Actually, that might be okay.
Yeah,
it is. It's
actually great.
You know what's really good? When I do a little thing I like to call the mother-daughter reunion.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's when I take chicken eggs and chicken meat.
Mm-hmm.
And mix them together, like ground chicken with, I don't care. I'll take a cubed chicken too.
Okay.
And you just mix it with eggs, Steve. Scramble some eggs with that. Put a little sour cream on it. Mmm.
Is this something you created or is this like a thing that I just don't know about?
I don't know. I mean, I make it all the time. I don't know if I created it or not. I'm sure other people do it.
Oh.
The name I might have created.
I think you for sure got the name.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept.
No, I would not give you false hope.
I think of this song every time you say that, Kevin. You know why, right? You know the name of this song? But the mother and child reunion
is only emotion away.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mother and Child Reunion, Paul Simon.
Oh, no, yes, sorry, I did not know that one.
Yeah.
Mother and Child Reunion, yes, that's it. Last night my granddaughter had an egg that she somehow was, she was unattended for a while.
And
one of those where dad's in his room, I'm in my room.
Right.
I think he thought I was watching her and I thought he was watching her. And next thing you know, she's got an egg. And
next thing you know,
she's like, Papa, this egg has a hole in it.
Oh.
And there's a baby duck in there. You can see the baby duck.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, why would there be a duck in the chicken egg?
Okay.
I don't know. There's a duck in there. So then we had to open it up into the sink. And guess what?
Wasn't in there.
No duck.
No duck. Yeah.
Just an egg yolk.
Okay. Well, you know.
Cool story, bro.
Well, we wasted an egg.
Alec Baldwin has, somebody better be watching his kids because I think he's got like 7 of them.
He does have a lot of kids.
So yeah. Many that they're going to have a reality show.
Hi, I'm Ilaria Baldwin.
And I'm Alec Baldwin.
And we have an announcement to make.
Good God, no.
No, definitely not. We're done having kids. Bye.
Sit down.
This is about our show.
We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild, and the crazy.
7 kids running around the house. That's a reality show. It might be a little weird timing-wise since he's still going through the legal thing, but man, I mean, the show could be interesting. Any show that has seven children,
yeah, it's
probably going to be interesting.
It's a good formula.
Yeah, right.
We'll see if the cast is any good, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Well, I mean, they're still children, and I think they'll be the stars, won't they?
Yeah, probably.
I think once the children are the stars, you should have a fine time with it. Kevin, you usually will listen back to the podcast every day and rate your performance.
I never miss a minute.
You know who Michael Richards is, right?
Oh, yeah. He's from Seinfeld.
Yeah. Never watched the show.
Never watched any of the episodes back.
Until long after.
Okay.
Oh, I used to in the very beginning, but I would just see how I could make it better.
Oh, so
and
you're
that
like
would make
too
me
critical.
Cuckoo.
Yeah.
So we were moving very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think about the last show I did or the show before that.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done this, could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't watch the shows at all. I just kept moving.
Okay.
It is weird because if you think about it, especially with a character like that who probably was doing quite a bit of ad-libbing.
Yes.
If you go back and you're like, oh, man, yeah, I should have done this.
Could have done that. You're always looking back instead of forward.
Right. And that could drive you crazy. I could see it.
A little cuckoo, as he said.
Make me cuckoo. You know what's cuckoo is when you're in Novak Djokovic and you're having not a great day on the tennis court. It's just not going your way.
Yeah.
And
I'd slam my racket down.
There you go. That's one way to do it. It's a better way than what he did. He went over and he sat down. And he was looking in his bag and something was missing from his bag. So you know what you do from the court? You yell at your wife.
All time.
Going at it with the missus.
Yeah, that's not recommended, guys.
He's yelling at his wife.
That's not going to work.
That thing where she says beforehand, listen, honey, instead of, you know, taking it out on the
stop slamming your racket.
Or slam it. You know what? If you need to, I'm here for you. That's what I'm here for. For better, for worse, if you need to yell at somebody, yell at me.
I think it even got so uncomfortable, the judge started talking. The line judge started talking because he's like,
all time.
Hand gesturing.
Going at it with the missus.
No, yeah, that's
going at it with the missus.
That's unrecommended. That's not a recommended behavior.
No,
yeah,
not at all.
And of course, it's John McEnroe, right?
Who's doing the announcing?
Yeah.
Who, of course, is just looking at it with a smirk on his face, you know, and he's just like, "Whoa, okay."
Going at it with the missus.
And even in his voice, you can tell he's like, "Poor decision, Novak. That's a bad, bad decision. Don't do that." Also, you know what's disappointing? Christina Applegate,
Maybe we need an intervention with Christina Applegate.
It's just, you know, and this is being really honest. Like, I don't enjoy living. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy things anymore. I don't, you know, if someone can come over and lay in bed with me and talk like you have, and like a girlfriend of mine did the other day, the one that we talked about, but like, that's enjoyable. I enjoy that. But if someone's like, let's get up and go for a walk or let's go get a coffee, or I'm like, I don't enjoy that process.
Well, you know, I mean, you know why, right? Her health is so bad.
It's bad, yeah, absolutely.
So bad. Like, is it MS?
I don't know exactly what. I'm trying to remember.
I think it is, yeah.
Yep.
Diagnosed, is that right?
With MS in 2021.
So it's, you're thinking maybe it's a pain scenario at that point?
I think so. Yeah. And that just, I mean, she's had a lot of different issues with her health, and it's just bummer.
Exactly. That's the perfect word for it. Where you're like, man, I mean, you've got to find
she seems
some
like
joy
a person that
somewhere.
Was so, you know, alive and well with. But I mean, I guess, you know, this is a good thing maybe for her friends to know, is that she
is dealing with
some depression and
you got to go there. Yep.
Yeah, go hang out with her.
You got to go there, because she's not gonna, she doesn't want to go do the coffee thing or whatever. And hopefully, maybe she is actually saying, well, obviously in that particular interview she did, like to her friends, this is what I need.
Right.
This is what I don't need. That's like actually a pretty good lesson for everybody, just to be that direct.
Well, I think sometimes people. I think we all can be guilty of it when someone is going through something or depression or whatever.
Yep.
They're like, well, you just need to get out of the house. You need to go do this.
Right.
And they're like, no, I'm telling you, it's not what I need.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes it is, right?
That's the slippery slope of is it or isn't it? Yeah.
Maybe sometimes what I need is just for you to come over and talk.
Right. Yeah.
Spend the day with me.
Bring the coffee to me. We're not going out.
Watch one of my movies.
Something.
Christina Applegate movie. Do you have any favorites, Steve, off the top of your head?
She was in Anchorman, right?
So. Oh, was she ever? Holy cow, great. Veronica Corningstone.
Yeah, yeah.
Corningstone.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was in, what was that show? Married with Children?
Yes. Yeah, that was that show. Yeah, yeah, very popular for a long time. I liked her in the movie. I always found the movie The Sweetest Thing to be very funny.
Sweetest.
Do you know that one? Little love story. Her, Cameron Diaz.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Good looking fella in there. Patrick.
What's it called?
The Sweetest Thing.
Steve, you'd love it.
Oh, back from 2002.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Jason Bateman's in that.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah, he does have a little role in that movie. I forgot he was in there.
Oh, but Thomas Jane is the star, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, is that the good-looking guy?
Must be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Movie recommendation, number one for the day, The Sweetest Thing.
Let's see. 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's about right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, Kevin, how are you feeling? And I'll be like, I am tired.
If you don't say that, you owe me $20.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Steve, are you in? If he doesn't say it, he owes you 20. Again, you don't have to put up any money.
Oh, sure.
Kevin James.
It's the best kind of bet, by the way. If you don't do that, you owe me money. Okay.
Yeah. Heads I win, tails you lose.
That's exactly right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we've got this free fuel Friday, $500. We draw every Friday for $500 of free fuel. And if you'd like to qualify, you should call right now, 509-441-0999. We're just going to play a little fun game of Would You Rather. All you got to do is play the game with us, and you can qualify for the drawing. Drawing us on Friday.
Fun. They get to be part of Would You Rather.
Exactly, Kevin. It's the easiest possible way to qualify for something. And you get to play a fun game called...
Would You
Rather! By the way, Kevin, did you see the Post Street Bridge is opening today?
Is it finally?
5 years.
Jay, that's right. I remember seeing the sign. 5 years.
5 years, yeah. 2019.
It affects my life so greatly.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were going to be at the grand opening or the ribbon cutting or whatever it is.
It is. It makes the getting to Riverfront Park and downtown from my house so easy.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
So easy. I love it. I'm excited for that. I honestly thought it was never opening.
Well, I kind of did too, to be honest. Ribbon cutting at 11:30, I believe, this morning. So see you there, then.
That's big excitement.
Yeah, it is. It's good news. Colleen, how are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
Very, very good. We're going to play a fun game we like to call Would You Rather, okay? We'll just give you two things, and you just tell us one which one you would rather do, all right?
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Would you rather?
Colleen, this one kind of hits home. It's one of those deals where we're in the transition period of our weather. Would you rather work outside in the hot sun or really cold conditions?
In the hot sun.
Hot sun. What do you say, Steve?
I'd say cold conditions because you can always layer up.
You can layer. You put more on. You can only take so much off. Kevin, you're going to do cold?
Jay, I mean, I want to say that, but then also, what are we doing? Like, what work am I doing?
Because
the thing about cold conditions is if you have to
use your hands,
it's no good. And
no
the
bueno.
Hot you get used to. And
but you can put gloves on.
Man who's never worked with his hands.
Yeah, with your hands. You can't do anything with gloves on.
All right, fair enough.
I think most of us are going hot.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Whatever.
Anybody who's ever tried to put gloves on and work in the cold and you can't grab anything?
Oh, it's so frustrating.
It's terrible.
Would you rather have a pause button for your life or a rewind button for your life?
Ooh.
Rewind.
Yeah, yep. I think I'm with her. I think I'm
Is
with the rewind.
Is there one specific moment that you would rewind and go, oh, I'd do that over?
You know, it would actually be when computers came out, I would crack down and study on computers, so I was a whiz. So I would say back about my freshman year of college.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's a very good call. Because, yeah, sometimes you think, well, it probably won't be that big. And then you're like, oh, it's just the whole world run by one. So
yeah. Exactly.
Steve, are you pausing or rewinding?
So if I could pause, I can mess with things, right?
Because everybody's frozen in time?
Right.
Is that right? Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Okay, and there's no fast forward with the rewind, or
no, it doesn't look like it.
All right. I think I'd probably go pause.
Just thought this out, Kevin. Are you rewinding?
Oh, good Lord, yes. I mean, no.
You
so many things. Could do over.
This thing's worn out. Kevin's rewind button's the one where you push it in and it sticks in because you've pushed it so many times. You're like, it won't come back out.
Yeah. I mean, I'd want to fast forward through a lot of things.
You want to go back to normal.
People always say, I wouldn't change a thing. You know what? I've had some ups and downs, but I wouldn't change a thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's really dumb.
Colleen, would you rather never eat pizza again or be forced to eat pizza like every day, let's say, for the rest of your life?
Never eat pizza again.
Never again. Kevin,
ooh, you could let it go, huh?
Kevin, what are you doing? Are you eating it every day? Every day's a lot.
It is.
Now, you can change the toppings and stuff and mix it up, so that might help a little.
I'd have to keep pizza.
You're keeping it?
Sorry, I just like it too much.
Steve, are you keeping it or getting rid of it?
Oh, I'm keeping it, baby.
I think I'm going to go with Colleen. I think I'm going to get rid of it. I don't know if I can do it every day. I mean, I know you can do a lot of stuff on
there. Yeah, there's so much variety. I think that's what saves it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, variety.
Let's sneak one more in here.
Would you rather?
Which one do you want, Kevin?
Would you rather keep your best friend but lose all your other friends, or lose your best friend but keep all the other friends? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I would rather keep my best friend because a best friend is so hard to come by. You're ride or die.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get a best friend.
Do you have one that you've had for years and years and years?
Absolutely. Known her for 48 years.
Wow. That's awesome.
See, that's...
Yeah, that's... That's hard to give up. No, because you never get another one. I think I'm with her, the best friend thing for sure. Which one are you keeping, Steve?
Boy, that's hard because I don't know if I really have like a best friend.
Sure, yeah, I think that's probably, I think a lot of people are like that.
So I would probably keep all my other friends.
Kevin?
Yeah, I got to take that route as well. I just don't really have someone that I would describe as a best friend.
I'm only hurt just a little. Colleen. Colleen, we are qualifying you for the $500 of free fuel on this Friday's drawing, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Colleen, I'm going to tell you a little secret, but don't tell anybody else. It's $500. Like in a gift card scenario, so you could literally spend it on whatever you wanted to. But don't tell anybody else that.
Hey, wait. My lips are sealed.
Thank you. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. So hold on.